We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
You are tuned to KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and this is Community In Depth. I'm your host for this segment, Mike Rood, and I am glad to have in the studio with me the city administrator for the city of Hastings, Dan Waticha. Mr. Waticha, welcome back to the studio.
Morning, Mike. Thank you.
You're very welcome. We have you in today. Earlier this week, the Hastings City Council received an update on what are called strategic priorities that the city is striving to put together and carry out for the mutual benefit of all the people who live there. And I thought we'd take a segment today and just talk a little bit about those priorities, what the vision of the council is, and how everything is working together. So let's start with the meeting on Monday night and just tell me a little bit about what the council heard and what the priorities are about.
Sure. If we go back well before Monday night, a year ago or even over a year ago, the city council, working with a facilitator, developed a set of initiatives, priorities, and adopted those last September. And aside from the importance of the initiatives themselves, one of the pieces that the council wanted coming out of that is that this would not be a report that just sits on the shelf, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
That we actually took these priorities to heart, we would progress towards them, and we would report back frequently. So these have been a piece of our internal, our management team, all the department heads. We touch on these monthly, and it's something that I, in my one-on-one meetings with department heads, will also frequently touch on particular aspects of them. And we report in writing to the city council every quarter. So here are the accomplishments over the last 3 months, so that we're keeping them front and center. But anyways, that we adopted, or the city council adopted, a number of priorities around a few different areas, one being sort of the processes, that how do we do things as a city, another being how do we engage the public and what is our image, and a couple of the areas there that we're doing things, that processes, how do we do things. One was an initiative to look at our financial situation, our financial scenario, over several years, not just look how are things here in 2022, but how do they look going forward over the next several years. And Chris Eidemiller, our finance manager, developed a model to look out 5 years, and we're using that currently with planning for our 2023 budget. And it isn't just a matter of what's the 23 budget look like, but if there are certain decisions or actions we take in 22 or 23, what kind of tail impact do those have on future years?
Right.
So that's been really helpful as, you know, sort of that process aspect.
Did the strategic priorities report that you're giving, did this whole process come as maybe an outflow of the comprehensive plan that you're working on, the 2020 or the 2040 comprehensive plan? Do those kind of work together, or are they really kind of separate entities?
There's certainly areas that they work together, but they are not specifically intended to.
Okay.
Really, it was a matter of when I came in about 2.5 years ago, going on 3 years ago now, right before COVID. one of the things that I heard when talking with my staff, certainly heard when talking with the city council, was a desire for all of us to work better as a team and together. Mm-hmm. A good example, when we're going through the facilitation process, developing these priorities, one of the council members said, we're like seven horses pulling in different directions.
Sure, sure.
And how do we pulled together in a single direction. So it wasn't meant to be part of the 2040 comprehensive plan that looks at land use. There might be elements that there's overlap, but really was trying to look at how do we work together and set priorities and work towards those instead of being seven horses in different directions.
Sure. And as you're working on these strategic priorities, what does the average resident or citizen of Hastings, how do they know that these are working? What can they see in day-to-day life that says, you know, these guys are working on the priorities and this is what it looks like to me?
I think there's two ways. One, just hopefully they see it in their day-to-day life. And I would look at, as an example towards that, every 3 years we've done a community survey. So the last one was in November of 20. So it's a couple years dated now. Mm-hmm. But as I recall, it talked about, it basically asked, you know, are you satisfied, dissatisfied with police, with fire, with parks, et cetera. And as I recall, it was 90%+, maybe 96%, I think, had a generally favorable impression of the condition of our parks.
Sure.
And it's fantastic. We've got 37 parks, 30 miles of trails. I'll be one of the first to say that we want to do a better job at maintaining some of these.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we're working on in the current budget or planning for the current budget. but anyways, the point being, hopefully the citizen sees these in their just day-to-day being in the community.
Right.
Besides that, if the, you know, the quarterly report at the city council meeting, it's posted on the agenda or on the website, one of the initiatives was we want to do a better job at maintaining our parks. So they could go into the report. I'm trying to leaf through it here.
And while you're doing that, it's interesting that you mentioned that too, because you did receive a compliment for Chris Jenkins and the Parks Department at Monday evening's city council meeting. Pete Likes was there,
right.
The East Side Association giving the Parks Department a favorable review, we'll call it, because of the work they're doing with the Lake Isabel Park project.
Right, and that actually, even Lake Isabel, was one of the specific priorities called out. It wasn't just general upkeep of parks, but
sure.
That was a specific project that we were wanting to undertake during this year. And over the course of it, maybe it's delayed into next year, but it's certainly seeing progress.
All right, and what was the information that you were looking for on the page there?
Just a matter of improving beautification of our parks and public spaces. We're hiring a Green Corps member to help our city forester
right.
with works, you know, boulevard trees as well as trees in our park system. We're using some grant dollars to purchase new garbage containers
sure.
For the downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds simple, but one of the pieces of feedback we've heard repeatedly from downtown businesses is pick up the garbage cans more than once a week and do it on Fridays. We already do it twice a week, Mondays and Fridays. So putting in larger yeah. containers for garbage and recycling, mm-hmm. these are going to triple the capacity.
Right.
Hopefully that helps with that concern about containers getting full. We like seeing it because it means people are getting takeout at the restaurants and frequenting our businesses, but we want it to be an enjoyable experience as they're downtown and have a place to properly dispose of their waste. So there's examples like that towards advancing how do we maintain our public spaces.
Sure. And another aspect of the priorities that I hear a lot about on social media and things going on around has to do with the housing and economic development. We've got a bunch of different projects in the works right now. You know, Schoolhouse Square has got those going up. What is the view of that aspect of your priorities from the council's standpoint?
I think it's all been generally positive. We certainly had a desire to see more housing and variety of types of housing coming in, and John Hinsman, our community development director, and his staff certainly have a part at working with private developers to helping them through the process of getting a concept vetted towards what would meet our zoning requirements, our infrastructure requirements, so they can get approved.
Sure.
But really, a lot of that, almost all of that, is on the private market. It's not quite
right.
Something the city can take credit for, but
sure.
We want it to be a good experience for the developers so that they build and want to come and build more, too.
Yeah, even though it is a private enterprise, as you say, you still want to have measured and organized development.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to just let a bunch of developers in and just, here you go, have fun. And I understand that. And I think from where I'm sitting, what I see, that the city council is managing it quite well, oversight for that, all that development. We've got housing going on up around General Sieben Drive, the ones I talked about here. And it's going to help to make the city a much more attractive place for new families to come and live.
Certainly hope so.
Anyway, yeah. And we talked a little bit about the community engagement, public engagement, and community image. What are some of the things that the council continues to strive for under that umbrella?
One of the pieces, maybe we're in the right setting for it, is just how do we communicate with the public and let them know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Dawn Skelly, our communications coordinator, you've spoken with her frequently. She revamped every other week and made it weekly as a new
newsletter
we send out. But part of that was, and coming out of the initiatives, was talking about how do we communicate. She sat down with a number of different businesses, organizations, residents in town in order to hear what are we doing right and where we are missing the boat and could do better. So being more timely, giving stuff that's a bit more news-oriented, having more relevant information. So that was all behind revamping that weekly email newsletter. But the other piece, she changed the format to it. So instead of just sending, here's a PDF attachment and just sort of a wall of text, it makes it a bit more user-friendly for people to pick and choose on what pieces they want to delve into. But the platform also gives us feedback so we can see what are people clicking on. So, there seems to be a lot of interest when we say have a job opening and we're hiring. Let's make sure we're putting out more information about, we're hiring for police officer or fire department or the parks department.
Yeah.
Because that's what people have an interest in. So it makes it a more dynamic but more relevant and effective communication.
And that is a Friday morning thing that anybody in Hastings or anybody has web access that wants to can sign up for that. It's free of charge. And I use it in my own work here at the station to help me develop stories that are relevant to Hastings. You talked about the hiring aspects. There's a couple of them right now. They're hiring reserve officers and regular officers.
Well, correct.
I'm going to help get that word out, and that is an excellent source for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you were tracking, that they had the ability to track it, so now I'm just going to sit there and click on all the weird ones so you get these weird stories. No. I won't confuse the numbers, I promise. We have a few minutes left, but I also wanted to tie this strategic priorities report that you received to other things that are going on in the city, how it affects things going on. We have the Highway 61 corridor study that MnDOT is doing the city is cooperating with that. Is there any updates that you can provide us regarding where the status of that corridor study and what things are starting to look like moving forward with that?
Yeah, it's really been a good partnership, and our development and engineering staff are at the table meeting with MnDOT and their people on a monthly basis. So we've been really a partner from the start, which has been mm-hmm. fantastic. We're at a transition point where over the last couple of months they've had a couple of open houses, survey, online information. I believe they went door to door to every business on 61 in order to basically collect input and thoughts and concerns from the people that use this street. There's 30 plus thousand vehicles every day that drive over it. A lot of people and a lot of vehicles. And so the last couple of months they've been collecting information about where their concerns or problems, a matter of maybe so it's easy to figure out, but it's tough to make a left turn. Maybe it's mm-hmm. more than tough to make a left turn.
Yeah.
Particular intersections that are extra dangerous. Difficulty for pedestrians to cross the street. Long lines at some of the stoplights back up more. The types of traffic that drive on it. There's a higher proportion of truck, commercial traffic, than on a typical mm-hmm. highway.
Sure.
So they've been collecting that information. And in August, date to be determined, but August is coming quick,
mm-hmm.
They'll be having another public open house, which will be more of a filtering and sorting of the information that they've collected and saying, here's some options. You know, at this intersection, we might be able to do a street light. We might be able to do a full-size roundabout. we might be able to do something different.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
What sort of reaction do we have about several options? Or some of the pedestrian stuff, maybe it's not looking specifically at pedestrians on 61 trying to get north and south, but are there ways that we can make a better pedestrian experience one block over on Ramsey Street north and south?
Mm-hmm.
And all we have to really worry about on 61 are three or four specific locations for crossings, but we don't need to suddenly upgrade trails and sidewalks, particularly
sure.
to get from the north or south end.
There's a lot of work to do there. There is still a lot of time and a lot of space for people mm-hmm. to submit comments and input and observations. I am sitting here today with the city administrator for the city of Hastings, Dan Waticha. I would like to thank you for the information and the time that you brought today, and I look forward to having you back again in the studio soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
You are listening to Community In-Depth on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7.
We built this city. We built